From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Attorney General Eric Holder says the American suspected of planting a car bomb in New York City this weekend has admitted his role in the failed attack. Holder says the suspect's name is Faisal Shahzad.
Shahzad, a naturalized United States citizen born in Pakistan, is in federal custody today. He has been and continues to be questioned by federal agents. As a result of those communications, Shahzad has provided useful information to authorities.
NPR has learned now that 8 men have been detained in Pakistan in connection with the failed bombing attempt. They appear to be friends or relatives of Shahzad. The weather's calmer in the Gulf of Mexico, and that'll help crews working to restrain oil floating toward the coastline in 4 states. Workers are laying down booms to try to block the spreading globs of oil. Oil is flowing from a ruptured pipeline that's still spilling thousands of gallons of oil each day. Energy company BP has been unable to shut off the flow of oil. Now, much of the fishing industry has ground to a halt. The tourism industry could be affected, and environmentalists are worried about threatened species. Floodwaters have crested in Nashville, Tennessee, after more than a foot of rain fell on the area over the past few days. At least 29 people have died in severe weather in several states. From member station WPLN in Nashville, Daniel Potter reports.
About 600 people spent the night in shelters across the state, down from about 1,000 on Sunday. More than half of Tennessee's counties are being declared federal disaster areas. Nashville Congressman Jim Cooper says the damage totals billions of dollars as even small rivers are overflowing badly.
You should have seen it rampaging yesterday. We flew over some railroad tracks. It was tearing those railroad tracks apart. That's a hard thing to do. Railroad tracks are pretty tough and a lot of steel. But they were bent like pretzels. It's amazing to see that.
Many schools and state offices remain closed, and some parts of downtown are without power. One of the city's 2 water treatment plants is out of commission, and officials are asking people to cut their water use by half. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Potter in Nashville.
Thousands of Greeks are marching in Athens and other Greek cities. They're protesting government plans to hike taxes and slash government spending. Greek officials say it's faced that or bankruptcy. The Greek government is asking for loans from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund, both of which are demanding austerity measures in return. Greek workers say they don't want to pay for bad government decisions, but observers say Greece is facing a problem because Greek citizens won't pay their taxes. It's estimated Greece loses $30 billion a year from tax evaders. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 250 points. You're listening to NPR News. A manufacturer of medical devices used to deliver intravenous drugs has recalled a troubled model, NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Infusion pumps used in hospitals and sometimes at home deliver drugs like insulin and morphine. The FDA has ordered a recall of all Colleague volumetric infusion pumps, as many as 200,000. And it's told the manufacturer, Baxter Healthcare Corporation, to reimburse customers or give them another model. The FDA said Baxter's plans to fix the pumps by 2013 would take too long. The Colleague pump has had problems before with its power supply and computer controls, and at one point the company stopped selling it. Baxter officials say they'll cooperate with the recall. They estimate it will cost $400 to $600 million. Last month, the FDA announced plans to oversee all infusion pumps more carefully because of hundreds of deaths and 56,000 injuries in the last 5 years. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
A federal judge is reviewing her decision to release members of a militia on bail. 9 members of the Hutari Militia of Michigan have been accused of planning to attack police officers in an effort to start a war against the government. Yesterday, the judge decided the militia members could be freed under strict conditions, and prosecutors appealed. The Tony nominations are out for this year's Best Broadway Stage Productions. Some honorees include Fela, a musical about the life of the African musician. Other nominees include those for Best Play. One of the nominees is Fences, written by August Wilson. It stars Viola Davis and nominee Denzel Washington. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.